March is Women's History Month, which is a time not only to celebrate women who have a historical place in our society, but also to celebrate women who are moving the needle as it relates to equality. And with me this morning to talk about this issue is Sheila Winston, Vice President of Banking and a Senior Business Consultant with Chase. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking.
That's good. Sheila, we're seeing many women these days who are having a great deal of success in industries that were, and many that still are, dominated by males. With that being said, how important is it for people to continue to see women of all backgrounds have success, especially as it relates to women in positions of leadership?
It's very, very important, Chris, for us to see women that have success, because there is a time where women are starting to take charge. We have really infiltrated the workplace, and there's a lot of women in leadership. So success for a woman is very, very important. And I think that a lot of people are realizing that women are rising up. And it's one of those things where women have to make sure that they are strong and that they're seen and that they're very successful in a lot of different things.
Right. And speaking of being successful, Sheila, you know, what has been key to your success throughout your career?
Well, basically, Chris, I would say as a woman, the key to my success has really been never to settle for mediocrity in life. I always want to make sure that I push myself to the next level, because my thought is to be optimistic and always be able to move forward. So I'm somewhat of what you would call probably an overachiever, which some people may think is too much and not really unrealistic, but I'd rather be an overachiever than an underachiever, because I really want to push myself to get to things, be strong, bring out my true potential. And a good illustration of that is, for example, if you designed a unique favorite airplane and you folded it just right and you just threw it, it might fly, but you'll never know how high it will until you give it a harder throw. So what I do is I kind of look at life like that. You always want to push yourself to the highest that you can, recognize your worth as a woman, and don't settle for mediocrity.
Sheila, looking back, what is one thing you wish you were, when you were first starting out in your career, what is one thing that you wish you knew?
Well, one of the things I can say is when I did my career, Chris, I actually did a lot of different jobs. I did a lot of different things. You know, when you're young, you think you can do this job, you think you can do that job, and you want to try to be efficient in different areas. But if I had to do it over again, I would say that I would really narrow down my skill set and find out what my passion is and what I'm really good at. Because once you find what you're really called to do, it's your passion, it actually comes out, and it no longer turns into a job, actually more of a career. Because to me, when you take on a lot of different roles and it's not really what you're good at or just something that you've learned to do, you can very easily get burned out. So again, just really narrowing down what my passion is and doing a great job.
Right. And, you know, along those lines, Sheila, you talked about people getting burned out. And, you know, that happens quite a bit with people who are very high achievers as well. You know, with that being said, you know, what are some tips for women to take charge of their career and finances?
Well, career and finances to me are extremely important. And I would say and give the advice to women to just look them both in the eyes and take charge of them. For your career, you have to make sure that you're always, unless you're pushing forward. It's so easy to get discouraged in some jobs and get defeated if it's not exactly where you want to be. So defining your career early on and your ideal job is very, very important. And I would recommend that you put together some type of plan or roadmap to be able to get there. And doing that, you may have to build your skill set, whether it will entail taking classes or looking up information on the internet, or just educating yourself on just what is out there. Because we have a lot of information on the internet and just the different social media platforms. So just really educate yourself, jump into the role, and you also want to maybe even meet with individuals to set up informational interviews or even join the chat rooms. You know, I've heard of a lot of success in chat rooms and making connections. So you just want to really put yourself out there. And also, to do that, you can attend a lot of networking events, because there's a lot of them around the community. So just, again, make sure your name is out there to really get your career to where you want to be and make sure that you make connections with people that have that skill set. And when it comes to your finances, I would say pretty much somewhat along the same thing. Seek to gain education in the areas that you fall short in. You want to attend financial seminars. You know, there's a lot of different things out there for you to be able to get involved with. There's a lot of information from financial experts in the financial industry, such as myself as a consultant, or even different bankers and institutions. So just make sure that you really go out there, understand your finances, and try to eliminate, if you can, as much debt as you can, because you don't want to have a lot of debt. So you want to make sure that you set up some type of savings account and you are able to put money aside so you have extra money and not feel that you're, you know, overwhelmed. So again, look at both your career and your finances in the eye, and as a woman, just really take charge.
Right. And Sheila, I wanted to follow up on the finances bit just a little bit because, you know, in our community, you know, it seems that a lot of families don't talk about finances with the next generation that comes behind them. And now you've got people who are coming into these positions, whether they're in tech or a business or whatever it is, and they're making more money than they could have imagined that they were making, but don't necessarily have the financial foundation from a financial literacy perspective, and then even with savings and investing and all those things. How important is it for you know, our young, especially for young women who are coming up, how important is it for them to really take the time early on to get information, to get educated, to get financially literate, and to make some, you know, sound financial decisions before they go off and start splurging on stuff and don't have much to show for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years later?
Right, right. And I would 100% agree with you. I think it's very important for women early on to look at their finances and gain education. You know, because I hear a lot of times that people say that they wish that they had learned more about finances in school. School doesn't always give you everything you need, but this is stuff that's kind of outside more real life. So what you have to do is kind of go the extra mile, right? As I shared, you want to look up educational seminars when it comes to finances. There's a lot of programs out there nowadays, especially online, that you can actually become a part of. There's even a lot of financial seminars when it comes to how to do your own business. You know, there's a lot of things out there for women. Just really put yourself out there. There's a lot of women's events that have been going on so far this month that you can attend. And even if you've missed them, you can still, as I shared, go out and just really seek to attend different functions that they're talking about finances. But it's extremely important. Again, these are things that you have to kind of do on your own because you're seeking to get to the next level. And you may not necessarily learn it in school, but you can actually go the extra mile to put yourself out there to really find out your resources. And that's what I normally do as a consultant, is help people to kind of really understand their finances, because that's very, very important for them to be able to excel and get to the next level. Nothing's more frustrating than wanting to move forward but not having the credit or the finances that you need. So you also want to stay on top of your credit as well. Make sure that you're always trying to maintain a good score. As I shared, don't do unnecessary spending. Make sure that you do have the savings account. And there's certain things that you just want to put in line so that you are not inundated with finances.
Right. And Sheila, you know, speaking of support, you know, how has your local community shaped you, and what are your recommendations to others for achieving success?
Well, I know on that particular situation, basically, my local community has really helped me with success as far as being able to get to the next level, because there's a lot of different things out there that you can get involved in. As a consultant, we do go a lot to community functions, get involved with a lot of different nonprofits, give seminars, go out and really infiltrate the community with financial education. And we want to make a difference in the community to be able to help people understand what it is for them to skill and grow to the next level. So there's a lot of things out there in the community that have really helped me to grow. And again, it's just one of those things where the community, to me, is your key to be able to kind of get involved in, make sure that you get involved in functions and that you attend different events that they host. You can go online and find out different local events for your community to be able to go to with your entrepreneur or you're a single person trying to, again, seek and gain information. So community has really helped to mold my career and move forward.
Right. And, you know, outside of the community and speaking more of an individual, you know, who was a woman in your career who's helped shape you and how has that person inspired you?
Well, Chris, a woman in my career that really inspired and helped to shape me was a woman that I actually, she was a manager that I actually worked for years ago, okay? And she came to me at a very, I want to say, vulnerable time in my life where I was not very secure in the role that I had taken on. It goes back to that thing where I was sharing with you that I took on a lot of roles and wasn't necessarily my skill set. However, because of her positive affirmation and positive feedback, she actually helped me to gain confidence in the role and gave me the skills and the information I needed to succeed. And for me, that was very, very powerful because even though I wasn't good at it, she was a very strong influencer and a very strong person in my life to just help me to realize that I do have that skill set and how to develop it. And it was so influential that even though I have not worked for this woman for several years, oftentimes, even in today's world, where I get kind of frustrated or discouraged, whether it's a job or different things I'm doing, I always kind of relate back to the things that she taught me, things that she says for positive affirmation. So I think a lot of times as women, we need to make sure that we encourage each other, come together and have uplifting comments. You know, sometimes women can be negative and we don't want that. Mm. We want to make sure that we're helping each other to be able to grow, feel comfortable in their career, and also give positive feedback.
Right. And Sheila, speaking along those lines, you know, votes of confidence and acknowledgement in the workplace are important. Very important, or more important than people actually even may know as it relates to how it might impact somebody. But in your opinion, how can people get involved to celebrate and support women at work in the workplace?
There's a lot of different things that you can do to basically get involved with things that are going on in the workplace. Again, as women, there are different events that you can attend. Different things that you can actually do. Chase has things that we have. Basically, we have different things. We've had events happen. We have a conference that's called Women on the Move, and it is a good thing to get involved in because we have seminars throughout the year. There's just a lot of different things that you can do as far as a woman. Seminars, I know United Way has a good seminar that they put on, just different events. Again, throwing yourself out there and really finding out what is things are all about and being available in the community and what you can do to get involved, I think is very, very key.
Right. And Sheila, before I let you go, last question for you is, you know, what piece of advice would you have for Black women today? Well, I was going to say women in general, but I meant, you know, specifically a lot of our listening audiences are Black women. You know, speaking directly to them, what piece of advice would you have for them, not only to be successful in the workplace, but in order for them to be successful in life?
Well, you know, a lot of times, I'm going to start with the workplace and just in life in general. Okay, so a lot of times in the workplace, you may be the only Black woman in the room. Okay, when it comes to a professional standpoint, if that's your arena. But don't let that hold you back. Still make sure that you're strong and that you speak your truth and don't have to take down. You still want to come kind, but still understand that that may happen oftentimes. I have actually experienced that. So don't let that get you down. Still recognize your worth and push past that. Even in life, you have to make sure that you are confident and that you are giving it your best, and that you're not going to let that be a hindrance, because it's one of those things where mentally you can push past that. So that's what it's about, mentally getting to the point where you know that you are who you are, and that, like I was telling one of my mentees the other day that was actually having that issue, well, you can't change the color of your skin, but you can actually move forward with education and still do the things that you know to be successful. So I guess that would be my thing that I would advise, is still recognize who you are. Don't let the fact that you're the only person of color in the room, or the only black person, black woman in the room, be a hindrance, but just use it as a situation that you can still be who yourself, you are, excuse me, and still be strong.
All right. Well, Sheila, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show. I want to thank you for all the insight that you provided this morning to our listening audience as well. And as always, it's just a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chris. I enjoy so much talking to you. I appreciate this opportunity.
All right. You have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
Thanks. You do the same. Bye-bye.
All right.